Washington says a transatlantic data deal is close. Brussels disagrees. The EU and the US have been working on a deal since July last year. Are the United States and European Union close to a new deal on transatlantic data flows?
Depends who you ask. If it's Washington, the answer is very close. If it's Brussels, forget about it.
Ever since the EU's top court annulled the so-called Privacy Shield Agreement last July, negotiators on both sides of the Atlantic have been hard at work on a replacement deal that would allow companies to shuttle Europeans' data to the United States with sufficient guarantees that it won't be vulnerable to snooping from US intelligence agencies. Ahead of talks in Brussels this week, the mood music emanating from the US suggests a deal is close. Washington has briefed industry groups and privacy campaigners that they've proposed enhanced solutions to overcome the impasse, though details on what was offered remain scarce. U.S. officials say a political agreement could be a couple of weeks away, which would coincide with the first meeting of the EU-U.S. Trade and Technology Council, a joint initiative, on September 29.
That is news to Brussels, which is the final say on whether any data deal gets approved.
With the next series of talks scheduled to take place in Brussels this week, EU officials rejected claims that a deal can be done before the end of the month. They argued that an agreement before the end of the year would already be a coup. The European Commission is keen to avoid the ignominy of having a third data transfer deal struck down by Europe's highest court. To make the pact stick, EU officials said, the US must make legislative changes to limit how American national security agencies can access European data and give EU citizens a more meaningful way to challenge that access in US courts. Washington has also raised EU hackles by repeatedly trying to shoehorn the data flows discussions into wider bilateral talks like the Trade and Technology Council initiative. A similar effort, ahead of June's EU-US summit, also failed to make a breakthrough. The free flow of data with protection of privacy is what keeps our businesses and our economies competitive, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told a conference in Estonia earlier this month. The U.S. official also met with Commissioners Thierry Breton, Didier Reynders and Vera Jourova recently to press Washington's data points. We all hold privacy as a core value, and we all value data protection, Raimondo added during her speech in Tallinn. Bridging the gaps between our data protection systems requires us to build on these commonalities and to do that together.
Trade and Tech Council. When EU and US officials meet in Pittsburgh, they will discuss supply chains and platform regulation, but not data flows, according to EU officials. They insist that there's a separate track for discussions on data flows, which occupy a unique spot in EU thinking because they deal with citizens' rights.
That message was reaffirmed in a meeting on September 15 between senior commission officials and representatives from business groups and non-profits, according to six people who attended the virtual event, and spoke to Politico on the condition of anonymity because the discussions were private. They told us the EU doesn't want to include the privacy shield and data flows within the TTC umbrella, said one of the participants. Margrethe Vestager, the EU's digital chief, also told Politico that discussions around data flows were off the table later this month. We're working to have specific deliverables that we don't know what will be mature yet. But it's a given that we will not reach any kind of maturity when it comes to data flows, she said in reference to the upcoming transatlantic meeting. The EU's tough stance comes despite a barrage of attempts by Washington to get Brussels to commit to a deal. President Joe Biden tried and failed to push through an agreement during June's US-EU summit, while Raimondo, who's in charge of the discussions, similarly banged the drum for data flows on trips to Europe. Trade groups on both sides of the Atlantic have pleaded with EU officials to get any deal across the line. Due to the uncertainty about a new privacy shield pact, many firms have turned to other legal mechanisms, including so-called standard contractual clauses, to move personal information to the US, but that legal structure is also under threat after it was challenged in court. The continued uncertainty over the talks will come as a blow to the thousands of organizations that rely on being able to shuttle data from the EU to the US. The so-called Schrems II ruling last July not only annulled the privacy shield, but also raised the bar on using standard contractual clauses. organizations must now conduct onerous assessments of non-EU countries' surveillance regimes and apply supplementary safeguards if EU privacy standards are violated. Regulators are already swooping in, Hamburg's privacy watchdog told local officials to stop using Zoom, the video conferencing service, over legal uncertainty about how German data would be treated when shipped across the Atlantic. France voiced similar concerns about Microsoft. So too did Portugal about Cloudflare, an American tech firm. The EU is investigating similar issues about Microsoft and Amazon. It's very complex. I'm not sure anyone can really comply, said Gabriela Zanfa Fortuna, director for global privacy at the Future Privacy Forum, in reference to changes to the standard contractual clauses. It puts a lot of pressure and shows the need for greater cooperation between Washington and Brussels. As discussions between the EU and the US enter a new phase, companies and privacy companies will be hoping for something more concrete than optimism from Washington. Jacob Hanker and Suzanne Lynch contributed reporting. Want more analysis from Politico? Politico Pro is our premium intelligence service for professionals. From financial services to trade, technology, cybersecurity and more, Pro delivers real-time intelligence, deep insight and breaking scoops you need to keep one step ahead. Email pro@politico.eu to request a complimentary trial.